for some, not for Mac and Bob, as they power through their Tuesdays. The sun struggling to come up.
Oh,
this
boy.
Morning.
I just went and tried to look like it is struggling to come up. And it also reminds you that the burr months are here, you know, because it's like
September, now it's October, November, December.
It's just late with the sun rising right now. And I'm looking out the window. I'm going, man, there were days, you know, back in June and July, you drive in before even 5 o'clock and the sun would be coming up and you'd have that kind of jump start to your day. But now I'm looking out there and it's struggling to get through those clouds this morning. So welcome to September.
Tough Tuesday for the sun, but not a tough Tuesday for the temperatures out there. It's a very crisp 62 this morning waking up. But tough Tuesday. For a lot of people, I'm sure you could say Bill Belichick. You could say maybe Clemson. You could say whoever. But I will start our Tough Tuesday with the Roll Tide. You got to call Saban today. Get off of the ESPN College Game Day desk. You know you want to get back into football. It ain't going well with DeBoer. They asked him in an interview after the game. You said this week that you had really good preparation going in against Florida State. He said, I said that. The reporter said, yes. He goes, oh, excuse me?
You know, really? Okay.
It didn't look like you guys really prepped well for Florida State. They whipped that ass on Saturday as Florida State rolls Alabama. It is tough for Roll Tide. You always talk about college boosters and the people that are in the you know, the board. You gotta think that AD's got some emails to go through this morning, spinning his head. Mac, you said a stat about Nick Saban the first time he had lost four games to unranked opponents.
Yeah, dude, took 128 games to lose to four games to unranked opponents.
This guy's got it already.
Nine.
This guy's got. But again, like what did you expect? You were following the legend, right? Like whoever follows Andy Reid, God love you, Matt Nagy. It's gonna be tough, right? Like it's hard to follow that guy who was the guy. Right. Look at what Chip Kelly did when he followed Andy Reid in Philadelphia. He fizzled out. Right. They didn't really find their guy to the next guy. And probably New England the same way. I don't consider Belichick the guy anymore. He's just a coach that had a great
Mac
quarterback.
Brown.
I mean, who obviously did better than Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick running 70 new players because Mac Brown's players weren't good enough. And that's what they did last night. 70 new players because Mac Brown's weren't good enough. And that's what he did last night. And I will say this. I don't know if you guys know this. I am a Mac Brown apologist. He was one of the first people I covered when I was down in Texas.
Hell
and so going to Texas practice every day and learning, you know, about sports and whatnot from Mac Brown. He was always just a gracious human being. I love him. So I will
Mac's
be a
awesome.
Mac Brown apologist. That whatever Bill Belichick did last night, even Mac Brown's going, God, I couldn't have. I mean, this thing was disgusting that they rolled last night. So who do you think is having a tougher Tuesday? The athletic department at Alabama or the athletic department at North Carolina this morning?
Bama.
You think Bama today?
Oh,
yeah,
that
probably.
Rich history, the A on the helmet, the crimson, like all that sort of stuff. And they'll lose one other game the rest of the year, and they'll be in the college football playoffs.
That's exactly right. But also, people have to understand, like, before Nick Saban got there, it was a mess as well. They had a guy that was fired who was coaching at Washington State. I don't even think he coached a game there because he got, like, caught out at a strip club saying, Roll Tide. And he said, baby, it's rolling. And so that guy got fired. And then Shula's son was the coach there for a hot minute. That was no good. Like, honestly, I think like between Gene Stallings and Nick Saban, it was a wasteland of there at Alabama. And so it ain't an easy job, especially following a guy who did nothing but win national championships down there. Like that Kalen DeBoer guy, man, I feel bad for you because, there's nothing you can do right now that's going to win people back, I don't think. It's just shy of a national championship, you know?
Take the buyout and run away as fast as you can.
Because I think his buyout is actually very good.
Well,
like
a
huge type of buyout.
Alabama will pay that green immediately. Yeah. But here you go, man. Saban, hey.
But Nick, say Nick's not coming back, though. What does Alabama do? Who's the guy then, right?
Yeah, there's not really a big answer.
Then you call Notre Dame. You're like, lost the first game of the year. Hey, what do you want to do? You want to come over here?
Yeah.
All your players can transfer. You know, Plaxico's son, that guy's son, this guy's son, Jerome Bettis' son. They can all come to Alabama and let him go be the coach and get out of Notre Dame. Won't happen, but you know how Alabama is. Yeah. They lose one game.
Marcus Freeman would be unbelievable.
Call Oregon,
right?
Get Dan Lanning. Yeah, you could do that.
Dan Lanning could do that. But maybe they don't want to go back to the Pacific Northwest because this guy was from Washington or wherever and didn't do so good down there. But Dan Lanning's from Missouri, so he knows the area, the SEC, if you will.
Under Saban, maybe? I don't know. They should get a Saban disciple.
They'll just call Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, right. Get Bill O'Brien back. Freddie Kitchens is still coaching, by the way. Who had that on their bingo card? Freddie Kitchens calling plays for North Carolina last night.
whichever one of you two wants to nominate your Tough Tuesday here today.
Go ahead, Mac.
I'll go with the Chargers.
Oh, no.
It's time.
Didn't the Super Bowl teach you a little bit of something to not be super arrogant about these Chiefs?
This is not the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay. And you're right. We should have been a little bit more aware of how good that Philadelphia Eagles team is. Yeah. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay.
This is the team that's going to be at best third in the AFC West. They're going to win no more than 9 games. This is a roster that's depleted on multiple fronts, including the offensive line. But the defense, we've been talking about this Chiefs offense for months. They're going to have a good warm-up because I don't think this Chargers defense is all that. I really don't. I think they got Khalil Mack. I think they've got...
How old is Khalil Mack these days?
Exactly.
Right? Like, yeah, Khalil Mack is 4 teams removed from when he was a superstar.
Exactly. What's funny is he's probably like 32.
I know, but still, I mean, I think he's probably 34. Not. Oh, is he that old? Because I was going to say he's probably like 30, if that. You know.
I think so, but I could be wrong. But either way, he's a good pass rusher. He's not the DPOY that he was 5-6 years ago. Yeah. Derwin James, not what he was 4 or 5 years ago. I just think it's an older roster that's going to take, with a good draft and good allocation of assets, 1 year rebuild at best. This is probably 2 years away for the Chargers.
And the left tackle's out, right, for the season.
And their best player is out. Best player's out for the season. So the Chiefs are going to win by double digits. Tough Tuesday, tough week for the Chargers.
Yeah, tough week, tough opponent, tough place to play, to get going. You know, you're out of the country. Everything's changed. It's a Friday night. You know, at least it's the first game of the year, so you got all those excuses out of the way of short week and all that stuff. But for me, I'm going to go Tough Tuesday. And I don't know who the Tough Tuesday is. It's either Trent McDuffie or it's the Kansas City Chiefs. And we won't know the answer to that question until the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
Because if Trent McDuffie balls out this year, for those scoring at home, he didn't get a deal done before this week. Not that that matters. They can still talk and, you know, have all those discussions. And Trent McDuffie still really has 3 more years under contract. There's no kind of rush here to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie, unless you're the Chiefs. Then you want to, you know, lock him up long term and probably save a few bucks. And then Bland goes and signs over the weekend and has that 4-year, $92 million extension with Dallas. And so now that probably changes the money a little bit on Trent McDuffie. And he probably says, hang on a second here. This Bland guy's getting paid. Let me see what I can do this season. So we will know who has a Tough Tuesday. Mark this one down. Week 1, Tuesday, Tough Tuesday. It's either McDuffie or the Chiefs. And we'll know at the end of the year, because if McDuffie balls out like he's been doing, it's a Tough Tuesday for the Chiefs not getting that contract done. If McDuffie doesn't play so well, Tough Tuesday for Trent McDuffie this week.
What is your percentage that he's signed long-term with the Chiefs?
Well, nothing's ever 100%, but I'm going to say 99% today. Today, it's 99% for me. I do believe that. That's a guy they want. When they want a guy, they get that guy. And so I'm convinced that he's...
Because history would say they're not going to pay a corner top-shelf money.
Yeah.
But, and that's just what I'm going off history. Yeah. I'm not going off of, you know, talent or whatever, but he does kind of seem different.
He's when the next pillar, you know, okay. You know, like not necessarily like when Chris Jones retires, he will be, I believe anyway, that's, you know, kind of the stuff that I've heard over there. He's the guy, like they want this guy to be that leader on the defensive side. They want him to be their defensive face. So I think you're right about the cornerback position, but I think he as a player and a person and as a human is everything they want in a player.
What was your percentage then?
That he gets signed long term?
Yeah.
I think it's probably like 70.
I was going to go
60.
I'm
not as high as 99, but I mean, I think there's a question, right? I mean, depending on what he does this year, but I mean, Charvarius Ward didn't get signed, LeJarius Sneed didn't get signed, and Trent McDuffie's the next man up, and this is kind of that year where it's like, well, is he going to ball out like Bob said, and then all of a sudden that number is dramatically higher?
Yeah.
Or is this year where it's like we've seen his peak? Like, we've seen the best of Trent McDuffie, and that was what we've seen already, which is great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Top 3 corner in the league, maybe top 2 corner in the league. But not going to really go above that. And then you can kind of, you know, do your discussions there. But I put it about 70% because I think that was one of the guys that a lot of people thought that they were going to give him a contract this offseason. That did not happen. They ended up giving it to many other players like Nick Bolton. They brought back, you know, Kareem Hunt.
Karl Loftus
got signed out of nowhere. Just kind of was a news drop randomly. You're like, that's, oh, Karl Loftus is getting paid. Okay, mm-hmm. Sounds good. They're banking on him to kind of like really start to excel in the numbers so they can sign
Trey
him cheaper.
Smith, too.
Trey Smith.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he didn't even get signed. He just has a franchise tag.
It's true. Just the tag.
He's nuts.
No, he signed a contract, didn't he?
I think we did this. Yeah, we've done this. No, I don't think he has.
He did not get extended.
He just signed.
He has a franchise tag.
Because we've done this before,
awaiting
too,
the extension. Because remember, we always said, well, once Trey Smith gets his contract, then everything will fizzle out. Well, he just got the franchise tag, showed up to camp, played, did all his things. And then you have Nick Bolton gets the contract, George Karloftis gets the contract, and you're like, okay, well, Trent McDuffie's time's coming up. And then yesterday we got the news, like, there will not be a contract extension here with Trent McDuffie this year.
Well, no, they didn't say that. I mean, Veach did say we can still have open dialogue and talk about all that. But again, there's no need to race for this. You still have the fifth-year option after this year, and then you have the franchise tag.
And we're idiots. Trey got it.
Oh, I just said Trey signed.
Highest-paid guard in the league.
That's right.
Highest-paid guard in the league. Then you start making me question myself.
No, you're right.
Everything just – we forgot about everything that happened, and now we're back to week one, and we act like
good recap.
Yeah, good job, guys. Great show.
For those just joining us, too, have been out since March.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, we're figuring it out, too.
Right.